We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, end of the line. It says in the Pasuk, in Divrei Hayamim, Vayiu b'nei ulam, anoshim gibori chayil, darche kesha, so marbim bonim umrei bonim. It says in the Pasuk, there was the b'nei ulam, they were very strong people, and they had a lot of sons. They were marvel. They produced a lot of sons and grandsons. And the Gemara asked, "Is it possible for someone to consciously make sure he has sons and grandsons?" Since they wait while middle of Tashmish, they wait to be Mazriya until after the Isha is Mazriya Trila. Kedei, she has Rina Shasayim Trila. Therefore, the wives, she be Mazriya Trila. She you, B'nei Mizcharim. And to make sure that we said after Isha is Mazriya Trila, then the children are boys. So, Ma'ala Aleim Akasa Kilahim Marbim Bonim Rei Bonim. Therefore, the Torah is Ma'ala makes, just like they, they consciously had sons, Dafka, because they did it. And what about grandsons? So that's what says Myla. It's Gilu that had sons and grandsons. All they say Pshat is that the father like son, since the father knew how to hold himself back until after the Isha is Mazriya, so the sons knew how to do it also, and therefore they all had Banim Scharim, they all had boys. Behind Rav Katina, Yecholeni Las is called Banim Scharim. That's what Rav Katina said, I can make all my children Scharim. How? By doing this. By Mashats, by waiting to Mazriya until after the Isha is Mazriya Trila. Omar Rava, right to last is called Banam Scharim, Scharim Yival Vyeshna. Rava is not an Eitzah, he wants to make sure all sons are boys, he should have Bia twice. Because the second time he has Bia, by that time, will be after his wife was Mazriya already. And then, if the baby comes from his second Bia, then it'll be a Zachar. Echanami, if it lands up being from the first one, it won't help, but this is a good chance to make the children Scharim. Omar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav Ami, according to Rav Ami, a Isha gets pregnant close to her time when she sees Dam, close to her Vesta. Shnema, Heimba Avoin Chalalti. Avoin refers to Dam and says, near the Avoin Chalalti, that's where I was created. That's where they gave birth. So you see, you give birth, you conceive close to the time when she becomes Anita. Rav Yechonama, Samach Otvila. It's close to the time when she's tayvel. And the chemas de'imi is a lashon of giving birth. And what's chet? Chet means a lashon of tefillah. My mash. Heino chet means lashon tefillah. The hayich chatei lishna dechuyhu is lashon of tahira. The chsiv the chite is a bias. It says you spritz the bias to metaret. So you see lashon chite means tahar. Umetagavina vayitki yos beisa. And you see, chatei means to purify. You see, it's a lashon of tahira, and therefore, v'chei yichamas d'imi means, v'samach l'tvila, she gets pregnant. When a person has a son, that brings shalom to the world, brings peace to the world. You send a present to the king of the Aretz. You see, kar is lashon of a present, and zachar stands for ze kar. This is a present. We know a present brings peace. So you see, if someone has a boy, that brings peace to the world. When someone has a son comes to the world, a boy comes to the world, ba kikre b'yadi, comes with his bread in his hand, he comes with the parnasa. How do we know that? The lashon zachar is ze kar. And what's kar? Kar means a cookie or a food. So you see, it's a lashon of food, and that's what zachar stands for. Zeh kar, this is food. So when someone has a boy, it comes with food in his hand. But a girl doesn't come with any money or any mezainis. She comes empty. Until she davens for mezainis. We don't give it to her. There's a remnant that says, "Nok v'schor chalai v'teinam." And it's lashon nekeva also, it means ask for the schar and I'll give it to you. You have to ask. If it's nekeva, she has to ask for mezainis. A zachar comes with the mezainis. Nekeva has to ask for it. Shol tamidus v'shim v'yichoy. B'nimam v'tayri yiledes m'vi'a carbon. Why does we know yiledes, after he made tayar, she brings a carbon? Why does she have to bring a carbon? What did she do wrong? Omer lehem, So Rabbi Shimon Yochai answered, because b'shal shekaras leled, b'shas, when she's going through all the labor pains and having the baby, k'yfetzes v'nishba'as, she swears, she jumps and swears, so tezokik l'bayla, she's not going to get near her husband. L'fikach, and now she's changed her mind, she doesn't want to keep that shuah, she wants to be with her husband. L'fikach amra teira, tavi karvin, bring a karvin for kapara for let shuah shav. Maskev lo shuah shekas, shuah shav, maskev Rabbi Yosef, v'amazidahi. She's amazed. And charata imosa, amazed doesn't bring carbon. Amazed has to have charata, has to be shayel on the shua. But there's no such thing as a carbon. The carbon doesn't help for a shua sheker. Void, if there's a shua, then carbon shua by a suya. Why bring a carbon leather? She's bringing carbon shua. So it must be that's not mamish the reason. The Gemara was an answer. They asked this kasha. The Gemara was an answer. But in other places, the midrash answered that. It's not mamish a regular shvuah because you didn't do it bepeh, you only did it in your head. Machshava therefore has a whole different carbon. Why does a zachar get 7 days of tumah and a keva, if you give birth to a keva, 14 days of tumah? Zachar shakol smechem boy mischaretas a shiva. A zachar where it's very exciting to have a boy. Therefore, after 7 days already, she has charata about the shvuah and she's ready to be with her husband. And therefore, we can make a tahar. Nekeva shakol atzavim boy, where people's not as excited, mischaretas larba. So it takes her 14 days to get over the labor pains, and then she's ready to be with her husband and have more kids. Why is bris mila to 8 days? Because when you have a zachar, after 7 days, the husband and wife are mutter to each other, but before that, they're asur. So therefore, we didn't want to have but a bris. Everyone's be excited but a bris, and they're not excited. They can't be mutter. So therefore, the Torah says only tell me 7 days, and the 8th day, she is tar. Avad is only in the Gemara's days. These days, the metzias is she won't be cleared up by that time. And these days also, we need shiva nekiyim, so definitely won't be in a gay. What's pshat in the whole parasha of Nida that if Isha sees dam, she's talking about 7 days? Why did Tara do that? So Gemara says, if she would always be mutter, then he would get very used to her and get disgusted by her. Let them be perished for 7 days. Therefore, she will be special to her husband. Just like the chuppah, because the absence helps that when they can be close together, it's like chuppah and it's very good for shalom bayis. Shol tamidav es Rabbi Stoyb Rabbi Yana. Ma ish mechazal isha. Why is the derech that the man looks for a wife? A wife doesn't look for a husband. The husband looks around for the wife. Ma ish mechazal es al ish. The isha doesn't go look for the ish. Mosh lo adam shavad lo aveda. So Moshe, a person who's lost the Aveda, because we know that the Aisha came from from one of the ribs of Adam. So he lost the Aveda, lost one of his ribs. Mi mechazami, Baal Aveda mechaz Aveda. So the Baal Aveda looks for his Aveda. So he looks for the Aisha, he looks for his Aveda. When we play Ma'ish Panav Lamata of Isha Panel Lamayla, why B'shas Tashmish is a Ish face down and the Isha face up, Klapi Ish? So Gemara, because Zev Makam Shinivra, Zev Makam Shinivra. Each person faces the place where they were created from. The man faces the ground because that's where he was created from. The Isha faces her husband because that's where she was created from. Why is the Ish very easy to placate him? You know, if he's upset, it's very easy to calm him down. But Isha, if you insult the Isha, it takes much more work to make her feel better. What's the Pshat? Because Zeh Makom Shenivra, Zeh Makom Shenivra. A person is created from the earth. The earth is soft, sandy. So therefore they're easy. But a Isha is created from a rib. A rib is very hard. And that's why it's harder for them to be mephias them, to placate them. Why is her voice sweet? Vain Isha Kaila Arav, and a man's voice not sweet. Zemakum Shinivra, Zemakum Shinivra. Shinema ki koilech arav v'marech nava. What does that mean? Because a bone, if you bang it, it makes a nice sound, like drums. That's why the Isha has a nice sound. But the karka, you bang it, there's no sound. It's a dull sound. Therefore, the man who's created from the earth does not have such a good voice like the Isha. Like the pasuk says, that the coil of Isha is sweet, umarach nava, and it look good. Hadun Allah Kampalas Khatiha. It's the end of the parak Kampalas Khatiha. We'll make our schol in the next parak. New parak. Benois Kusim. The Benois Kusim. Kusim are a part of Klai Yisrael that there's a Chagas Negamorah of the Geri Emes, the Geri Arayis, and they were part of Klai Yisrael, but they didn't keep all the mitzvahs so well. There's certain mitzvahs they didn't hold of. They were similar to Tzedukim, and they didn't keep all the mitzvahs. So Benois Kusim, since they're not Makbid on Nidus, they're children, even the children, the girls who are one day old, nidus marisasam, they are nida from the cradle. That they're already, we consider them nidais because they're not makbid to, if they see them, to keep them away. Therefore, they're nida from the cradle. And then we'll explain about this a little more. Bakusim, these are the men, metam mishkov tachlik elyon. If they sit on a mishkov, they're metamid like a tumma of elyon shalzov. Then metamidus becomes a rishon l'tumah. Why? They are always boil nidos. Why? Because they keep any discharge from the isha. They consider it dam and make her tameh. So sometimes she has a discharge on Sunday, and they say, "Oh, she's tameh. So she's tameh 7 days. She go to mikvah matzah Shabbos." But really, in truth, she only starts seeing dam on Tuesday. So really, she's tameh till Monday. So when their ba and their wife matzah Shabbos, they're being ba on a nida. And therefore, since the Baal Anidas, they consider Tameh because of that. The Baal Anidas, the Shevas are called Dam Adam because they keep every single color Dam, they say is Tameh. Even green Dam. But these people, Baal Anidas and Benayis Kusim, you're not Chayef for Bias Mikdash if you touch them and go into the Bias Mikdash or their clothing goes into the Bias Mikdash. And what's the reason? Because it's only a Safik at the end of the day. Vain Safik is Chuma, don't burn Chuma. At the end of the day, it's only a Safik. What is this case? What's this halacha that the benois kusim are nida from the cradle? If these little babies saw dam, then forget about benois kusim. Even our babies should be tame nida. If they didn't see dam, they do nami. The benois kusim also should not be tame. Why were picking out the benois kusim? Did they see dam or not see dam? If they saw dam, even us. If they didn't see dam, they do nami. Like theirs also shouldn't be tame. It's Dam, Benayis Kusim. There are some one-day-olds who see Dam, and we'll see later on the Gemara is that that's called Dam Nida. We are Chayshish, that maybe this little Benayis Kusim, this little baby Kusi, she maybe saw Dam and made everything Tameh. And as the Gemara goes on, develops, the Gemara is going to explain the Chilek between Benayis Kusim and babies from regular Jews.